Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we are in Isaiah chapter 42 of the New English Translation, which is also known as the NET Bible, my husband's favorite translation. And this is what it says. Here's my servant whom I support, my chosen one in whom I take pleasure. I have placed my spirit on him. He will make decrees just for the nations. He will not cry out or shout. He will not publicize himself in the streets. A crushed reed he will not break. A dim wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully make just decrees. He will not grow dim or be crushed before establishing justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait in anticipation for his decrees. This is what the true God, the Lord God, says. The one who created the sky and stretched it out. The one who fashioned the earth and everything that lives on it. The one who gives breath to the people on it and life to those who live on it. I, the Lord, officially commission you. I take hold of your hand. I protect you and make you a covenant mediator for the people and a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to release prisoners from dungeons, to those who live in darkness from prisons. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not share my glory with anyone else or the praise due me with idols. Look, my earlier predictive oracles have come to pass. Now I announce new events. Before they begin to occur, I reveal them to you. Sing to the Lord a brand new song. Praise him from the horizon of the earth. You who go down to the sea and everything that lives in it, you coastlands and those who live there. Let the wilderness and its cities shout out, the towns where the nomads of Kedar live. Let the residents of Selah shout joyfully. Let them shout loudly from the mountaintops. Let them give the Lord the honor he deserves. Let them praise his deeds in the coastlands. The Lord emerges like a hero, like a warrior. He inspires himself for battle. He shouts. Yes, he yells. He shows his enemy his powers. I have been inactive for a long time. I have kept quiet and held back. Like a woman in labor, I groan. I pant and gasp. I will make the trees on the mountains and the hills wither up. I will dry up all their vegetation. I will turn streams into islands and dry up pools of water. I will lead the blind along an unfamiliar way. I will guide them down paths they've never traveled. I will turn the darkness in front of them into light and level out the rough ground. This is what I will do for them. I will not abandon them. Those who trust in idols will turn back and be utterly humiliated. Those who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Listen, you deaf ones. Take notice, you blind ones. My servant is truly blind. My messenger is truly deaf. My covenant partner, the servant of the Lord, is truly blind. You see many things but don't comprehend. Their ears are open but do not hear. The Lord wanted to exhibit his justice by magnifying his law and displaying it, but these people are looted and plundered. All of them are trapped in pits and held captive in prisons. They were carried away as loot with no one to rescue them. They were carried away as plunder and no one says, "Bring them back." Who among you will pay attention to this? Who will listen attentively to the future? Who handed Jacob over to the robber? Who handed Israel over to the looters? Was it not the Lord against whom we sinned? They refused to follow his commands. They disobeyed his law. So he poured out his fierce anger on them, along with the devastation of war. Its flames encircled them, but they did not realize it. It burned against them, but they did not take it to heart. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful passage about idolatry, about walking away from you, but also about your protectiveness and your dedication to your people. Thank you for that. And thank you of the echoes of Jesus in this passage about your spirit being upon him. I love this part. He will not publicize himself in the streets. And I saw that so often in the New Testament where Jesus says, "Hey, don't tell anyone what happened." So Lord, thank you. And thank you that it is true that a crushed reed you will not break, a dim wick you will not extinguish. You do make just decrees. You are establishing justice on this earth. And so we thank you so much for that. Lord, thank you for creating the sky and stretching it out. Thank you for fashioning the earth with your hands. Thank you for giving breath to us. Thank you for commissioning us. Thank you for taking hold of our hands. And so, Lord, I just pray this over those listening today. I, the Lord, officially commission you. I take hold of your hand. I protect you and make you a covenant mediator for people and a light to the nations. Lord, I pray that those listening today would understand that we are lights, not the light. You are the light, but we represent you as children of light. And Lord, in you there is no darkness at all. So we just pray right now. We give you all the dark spots of our lives. We open up the dungeon of our soul and the attic and the dusty parts and the closets, and we say, come on in, Lord. Shed your light on some of those dark spaces. Lord, uncover those idols that we've been worshiping, fame and acclaim and control and some of these other things that we just think that we need. Maybe it's a marriage or a relationship or whatever it might be. Lord, forgive us for placing something above you, for wanting something more than we want you. Lord, you are so good, and I am so grateful for all that you have done. And thank you for being an intervening God, a God who loves his children. So I just pray today that we would settle into that, that we would just rest in knowing that not only have you loved us, but you've called us to something new. And we do need those rivers in the wilderness and those pathways through the desert. And we're going to be reading about that tomorrow. So I'm just pre-thanking you for all of that. Thank you for your love, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You can start at $1 a month, and every dollar is so appreciated. It helps get this podcast edited and sent out into the world. So thank you so much in advance. And to all of you who are patrons, thank you. I really appreciate you.